That's crazy.
I want to continue in our exploration of this tefillah that has its origin either in Divrei HaYamim, as we spoke, or in Tehillim, written by David HaMelech. And the tefillah I'm referring to is Hodu. And I want to share with you three insights that I think emerge and arise from two of the psukim towards the beginning. Here are the two psukim. Shiru lo, zamru lo, sichu bechol niflotav. That's the first pasuk. And the second one, hitalelu b'shem kodsho, yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. So let's go to the first one. Shiru lo, zamru lo. Shiru lo, sing to him. Zamru lo, play music to him. And sichu bechol niflotav. Speak, from the word sicha, speak about his wonders. So let's talk a little about that first pasuk. Shirulo zamrulo. What does it mean to shira? Shira in classic rabbinic language doesn't just mean to sing a song, although it can be. There's nothing wrong with singing about God. Halavai that we felt that feeling of, I want to sing, I want to clap, I want to dance. But it also means halel. Shira also means halel. It also means the ability to praise God. In fact, the Gemara Masechet Megillah Daf Yud Dalet asks an interesting question. On every other Jewish holiday, we know that we recite a tefillah called Hallel. When it comes to Purim, which is definitely a Jewish holiday, the sort of symmetry is Chanukah. We say Hallel on Chanukah. Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? There's so much similar about the two holidays. So the Gemara has several answers, but one answer is Kriyata Zoi Lula. The recitation, the reading of the story of Purim is, in fact, considered the expression of Hallel. But if that's the case, I understand this pasuk a little bit better, and I understand its flow. Shirulo, speak about God's greatness. That's the shira. And in doing so, sichu b'chol niflotav, meaning, let's talk about the greatness of God in our lives. Actually speak about it. And I have said before, both in school, but out of school and shul, we don't have enough what I call God talk. We don't speak about God enough. We don't speak about God in our lives enough, to our children, to each other. It's not part of our parlance. For many of us, I don't say Baruch Hashem. No, that's not me. But maybe it should be us. Maybe other people should hear us speaking about the things that happen in our lives. Do you know what happened to me? It was God's hand in my life. What was it? Whatever it was. How many things happen in your life that you know for sure are not just quote-unquote coincidence? It's Hashem. It's Hashem doing something, orchestrating, moving this in order for this event or that to be something that happens in your life. So when it says shiru lo zamru lo, it doesn't just mean the clap your hands and sing a niggun, although that's not a bad thing to do. It also means speak about the halel, sichu b'chol niflotav, talk to people, talk to your children, talk to your spouses, talk to the person coming to shul with you, talk to your colleagues in the office, talk about Hashem in your life. And then we get to the next pasuk, hitalelu b'shem kodsho. That first word, hitalelu, should stop us. One second. What does hitalelu mean? Well, it comes from the word halel, correct. Hitalelu b'shem kodsho. What does that mean? For those who are familiar with Hebrew grammar, hitalelu is a reflexive verb. What does that mean? It's a reflexive verb. It's somehow an act done to myself. Hitalelu, that there should be an act of hallel that I do for myself. But I'm supposed to speak about God, not about myself. Hitalelu b'shem kodsho. So just for a minute, imagine this. Imagine that you had, as a parent or a grandparent, a very accomplished person in any field that you're thinking about. Would you not take pride in telling everybody, you know my grandfather was, you know my father was, you know my brother is, my sister, do you know what? Yes, you want everybody to know that you're part of that amazing family. This is your yichus. You would want that because somehow it brings pride to you. When it says, hitalelu k'shem kodsho, it means take pride in the fact that Hashem is your father. Don't be afraid to talk about it. Don't be afraid to say, this is my yichus. I'm the child of Hashem. I'm part of the Jewish people. We're the chosen. Yes, I'm not afraid. I'm not embarrassed. In fact, adraba, on the contrary, I want to talk about it. If my father was a Supreme Court judge, I talk about that. If my father came up or my mother came up with some sort of amazing medical intervention, I talk about that. If I had a brother or a sister who was a sports star, I talk about that. So why not talk about this? That Hashem is Avinu Shebashamayim, my father. That may be why it's in the reflexive. And the last thing, Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. Yismach Lev means happy of heart. Whose person whose heart is filled with simcha, Mevakshei Hashem, that person can find and can search and find God. Sometimes I'm not sure that we fill our lives or fill our hearts with the simcha that we ought to. Simcha is you wake up in the morning and you have your life. That's a source of bracha. That's a source of simcha. And I've spoken before that simcha has multiple levels. And one surely is the simcha of the celebration, but it's not the only level. Simcha could mean that feeling that you have in your kishkes, in your heart, when you know that you're living the life the way you're supposed to, that God is part of your life. That's simcha. Everybody who has social media connections has been seeing so many of the videos that are coming out of the Ukraine now. And there's one video that really was moving. I saw it this morning posted by a Chabad shul, and I don't know what city, but all the men there are standing armed locked with each other, and they're singing a niggun. Like, why are they happy? They're in a war zone. Why would they be happy? They should be hunkering down, quickly taking off their tefillin and tallis and running. But they weren't. Maybe because they know they're not alone. And when you know that Hashem is with you, you're not alone, that fills you with a sense of simcha. I'm not alone. There is a God watching over me, my family. I'm not alone. And so maybe that's what we need to know. Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. When you understand that, then it's so much easier to search out and to find and to build that relationship with Hashem, which is, in my opinion, one of the great challenges we all have in this generation, feeling that we each have a connection to Hashem. Simcha is not a response, it's a decision. You have to decide to be a person with simcha. It doesn't come to you. You have to decide that that is what you want. So, yismach lev, you decide to put that in your heart, then you will find your God. Rabbi Hananya ben Akash, Omer, Ratzak, Adash, Baruch Hu, Lezakot Yisrael, Lefichach, Hirbal, Ham, Torah, Mitzvot, Shin, Ne'amar,